Number three, the question may be asked when you're thinking about a God-ordained marriage is in Luke 1:30 and Matthew 1:20. And it says, is God speaking to the man and the woman regarding this marriage? Well, he is if you have an ear to hear what God ordained. See, the angel had to speak to Mary and tell her not to be afraid, and also that she was favored by God. The angel had to speak to Joseph while he was sleeping and tell him, look, don't be afraid to marry Mary. To marry Mary. That's cute. But you have to have an ear to hear the voice of God. And the only way to do that is to be a follower of God. The scripture says, my sheep knows my voice. And I know them. So the Bible is saying, not only are you having an ear to hear, but God knows who he's giving the word to. He knows who he's giving this commission to. He knew Mary would take on this assignment. He also knew that Joseph would be the right man for this assignment. So not only that you have to understand God's commission, you have to have an ear to hear God's commission. And then you have to